to the official podcast for St. Philip's Episcopal Church in Rochester, Michigan. You can learn more about our church at our website, stpfeeds.org. Our Sunday services are at 8 and 10 a.m., and all are welcome.
This podcast is the sermon for October 8th, 2023, the 19th Sunday after Pentecost by the Reverend Aponte Saif.
I remember the first time that my dad let me drive our family car. One of very few times that I've been allowed to do that in our family. It was kind of an emergency situation. We were leaving my grandmother's funeral. We had to drive to another town for the cemetery. And there was only a little bit of room in the funeral car from the funeral home. And so my dad sort of goes, well, I suppose you'll have to drive. So, you know, got in the car. Mind you, I was 20 years old by this point and had my license for a few times. This was the first time. It's like, okay, here we go. And I'm happy to report no incidents. But I was thinking about this story recently because one of my friends just passed on her family's car to her teenage son. And you know, they do all the work to make sure that he was ready and he was responsible. You gotta take care of this, you gotta prepare to pay the insurance, you know, you have to do the maintenance regularly, all the stuff. Gotta be responsible. So they're passing it on. So he gets the car, very first day, backs out of the driveway of the house and hits the neighbor's car. And he fled the scene on the first day. All this talk of responsibility, all these lessons on how to drive responsibly and everything. And on the first day, not only did he hit another car, he fled the scene. The joys of being a parent, right? You try your best, you teach them wisdom, responsibility. You try to teach them the value of things. But once it's out of your hands, it is out of your hands. It is on theirs. And what are they going to do with these lessons? And well, anything can happen. Any teenagers just starting to hot drive the family car? No? Okay. So, you know, we pass on these lessons. In the gospel reading for today, we have Jesus tell this story, which is pretty harsh. But it's a story about this vineyard and this landowner. And we get this sense of the value of something important that is being handed down, something that is being passed on with the expectation of responsibility. And yet, when we go through the story, we find that these tenants who are supposed to care for this vineyard that the landowner has cared for, build the fences, build the watchtowers, well, they treat it any kind of way. They don't want to give the fruits that need to be given. And you know what? When the people from the landowner come to get the fruits, they treat them harshly and violently. They beat the one, kill the other, and stone the other. How's that for a blessing of the animal service? And they do it again. The landowner sends more people, and they do it again. They beat some, they kill some, and they stone the others. And the landowner sends his son. And they're like, this is our chance. We're going to keep this land. So they kill the son. This story is commonly called the parable of the wicked tenants. And it's a harsh story. And I think it brings us an important lesson for a day like today, where we bring our animal companions, where we spend time giving thanks for the beauty of creation, when we spend time blessing the beauty of creation all around us. But you see, creation is a gift that we as human beings have received from the Creator. And unfortunately, we have been wicked tenants to this land. 8.8 million tons of plastic waste enter the oceans every year. A quarter of all mammals are currently threatened with extinction. The sea levels are expected to rise between 1 and 8 feet by the year 2100. These are just some of the headlines of the ways that our climate is changing, of the ways that our environment is changing, of the ways that we as human beings have changed our environment, this vineyard where we were planted. We've seen reports of large areas of the world flooded, record-breaking heat waves, massive wildfires, powerful storms and hurricanes, and long-lasting droughts that threaten the lives of millions of people. What's worse is that the environmental crisis is not something that affects all of us equally. Some bear the brunt greater than others. And it disproportionately affects people of color around the world, people who've already been the subjects of the legacies of racism and colonialism. Already, island countries in the South Pacific are relocating their inhabitants because of sea level rises. And here, too, in the United States, indigenous communities in Washington State are relocating because of sea level rises. Black communities in the state of Louisiana are relocating because of sea level rises. Right? This is happening here in our neighborhood, and it affects people unequally. So human beings are causing significant damage to creation, and we are exacerbating the oppression and marginalization of other human beings as we do it. Beloved, this is a harsh reality. And so it's appropriate that we find this harsh story that Jesus tells, because in Jesus' time, there were harsh realities too. There were people who took advantage of other people. There were people who were not following the essence of the way of God that is intended to bring together into community, right? And so he told this story that is harsh, and we hear this harsh story today. You see, even the audience of religious leaders, they were like, this is bad. What are we gonna do with these people? Kill them. Give the land to people who will actually take advantage of it. That's a very human thing to consider, isn't it? Like, we're like, oh, these people are so terrible. They deserve justice and revenge, and give it to the people who will take advantage and they make good use of it. But the reality is that the message that Jesus had been teaching for 3 years at this point is not a message that relies on the revenge, right? It's a message that focuses on a kingdom of God that eliminates barriers and hierarchies. Those things that separate people into haves and have-nots, that separate people into those who belong and those who are excluded. Instead, the kingdom of God is a kingdom that brings people together, right? That sees ourselves not as the owners of the vineyard, as the owners of the land, intent to keep its profit, but instead as a place of refuge that is fruitful and enriches the lives of all. Beloved God, today we are reminded that we were gifted a beautiful paradise filled with wonderful animal companions who we share our joy with today. We have everything we need, and we have a responsibility to care for it. Are we like the tenants who act entitled to the land, or do we acknowledge that we are simply caretakers of a precious gift we have received from our Creator? And if we are caretakers, do we enjoy the beauty and the resources that we need and want while ignoring the plight of those marginalized and oppressed? Well, I pray today that the Lord make us all instruments of peace, channels of the kingdom of God here on earth. Amen.